Good morning. And how are you? And we're told we're blessed in the second reading, right? It says, we have been in Christ, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. So, truly, for those of you who don't like, I don't like saying blessed, well, you go against God's holy word because that's who you are. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. But that's not what I'm going to preach on. What I'm going to preach on is the next line, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. And the way I've talked about this before, but it's still the way I'm going to preach on it, it's still the way it is in the breviary, which is what the priests pray every day. And they change it a little bit and to what we hear from the Mass. But it says, God chose us in him before the world began to be holy, and it says here, and without blemish. In love, it says. But the one it was I grew up with and the one it's still in the breviary, it says, God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and righteous in his sight, to be filled with love. And so that's what we want to focus on. Because first of all, let's focus that before you ever came into being, God wanted you. He chose you before you came into existence. So you have a purpose. God gave you a purpose. He wanted you. You did not have to exist. I did not have to exist. He wanted you and me here. We are not a mistake. We were created by God for a purpose. He wanted us here. And what he created us to be is holy. Now we know that holiness means set apart for God. Holiness means to be like God. And forever I only focus on what holiness is obedience, but only to my stuff so I can check off my box. Holiness is praying every day. Check. Holiness is saying the rosary every day. Check. Holiness is doing the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day. Check. Holiness is taking care of the poor. Check. Holiness is sitting there and being pure to your state or being a virgin like moi. Check. All those things I can check off. I must be holy. But it's quite interesting because holiness isn't just about obedience to those things that make us moral. It is that, of course, but it's much deeper, as we've talked about in the last weeks, that holiness is to obey God. But what's the greatest and the only teaching and the only commandment of Jesus? Love one another as he has loved us. Uncheck. You know, a couple weeks ago, a friend of mine, who I've known since he's a doctor, and he went to LECOM, and I used to go to LECOM and do their Bible study once a month. And Dr. Chris came and made me go there, and I'd go up there, and he invited me up. Skadar, he's a good kid. Well, he's not a kid anymore. He's married to another doctor. They have two great kids. They live in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, every once in a while, he reads a book. He's an avid reader, and then he sends me a copy of it. And he says, Father, this sounds just like you preach. I wish he would have said, Father, this sounds just like you live. But he did not. And they see the difference there. And this is the book he sent me. It's by Bob Jeff, G-J-G-O-F-F. And it's called Everybody Always, Everybody Always. And the subtitle is Becoming Love in a World Full of Setbacks and Difficult People. So when he sent this to me, I thought I was the difficult person there, right? So he was like, and so I start reading it, and it was one of those books, another one, and I said, I hate this book, and I put it down. I hate it. But I love it, but I hate it. And I have more underlines in this book, I think, than I've had in years in any book. And it's written by a lawyer of all people. How could a lawyer write anything good? But anyway, here it is. And it's a lawyer who's challenging us how to be good Christians. Shut up. And here's what it begins. You know, it says, everyone always means we're called to love. Everyone always. You know, it's easy for us to love people who agree with us, right? They're easy. The people have the same political background as us. They're easy. The people that love me back, they're easy. But to love everyone always, who does that? God. Oh. And so just in the prologue, it had me feeling really bad about myself, because it says here, in just the prologue, I have it all underlined here, and it talks about those people that live love. Those amazing people spend their free time, loving people in housing projects, etc. They give away love like they're made of it. Can you imagine people that give away love like they're made of it? And yet, what are we made of? Love, because we're created by the God of love. To be holy means to be like God, and God is love. So that may be uncomfortable. Like my friend, they do this because they have developed completely unrealistic ideas about what their faith can do in a world when it's expressed in love. They decided to spend more time loving people than trying to game the system by just agreeing with Jesus. You see, they wanted to follow Jesus' example. Instead of telling people what Jesus meant, they just loved people the way he did. Don't you hate that? I hate it. I'm like, shut up. I don't care. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's easy to obey. It's easy to be moral. It's easy to follow the rules. I'll be holy that way. But when God tells me to be holy, I got to love the way he loves everybody always. Now that makes me mad, because I don't do that well. I have issues, as you all know. I have issues. And so when I'm sitting there looking at, when I'm going to be judged by God at the end of my life, I'll be judged how I loved, how I became like God. What God is calling us to be is love, because he is love. That's the goal of our life, to become love like God is love. Now that is something that we got to strive for, something we got to live for. Something that I don't think it's very easy to do. Some of you might think it's easy. I don't. You know, some people are naturally good. Did you ever meet people who are naturally good? You ever remember Mr. Rogers? Remember Mr. Rogers? He was naturally good. I loved Mr. Rogers when I was a kid. I thought he was the greatest thing ever. Always nice. I'm not Mr. Rogers. Could you tell? The reality is, I don't know many Mr. Rogers in this church either. I just don't know any of them. I don't know if I know anybody that's a Mr. Rogers here. So we got to sit there and ask God to make me more loving with all people, with those I agree with those I don't agree with those I like, with those I don't like, with those who are rich, with those who are poor. To love everyone always is to be like God, to be full of love. So what I've been asking in my prayer the last weeks as I've been reading this book is, help me to become love. Because that's who we're called to be. Help me to become love. Now, I'll tell you how that's going throughout the time. But that's the goal. That could be all our goals. Things that make us holy are not things that keep us focused on ourselves. Things that make us holy are those things that help us to forget about ourselves, to love God, to love others. It doesn't mean we don't say hard things. We have to tell people, if you keep doing this, you're going to die. You're going to go over the cliff. Please don't do that. But we do what we do because we're in love with them. We're like God. We become the God of love. That's when we eat him every day or once a week in the Eucharist. We're called to become him. Not just listen to his teachings, but to become him in the world. So today, let's ask God for this grace, that we become love in a world that doesn't know what love is, that we become God in a world that needs God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.